Here we are today on day 34 of the government shutdown. And listen to this warning from Flight Attendant Union President Sarah Nelson, who spoke today at Reagan National Airport in Washington.
We are less safe today. Aviation unions had an emergency meeting last night to review these issues. We understand that the critical networks of layers of safety and security are not in place because we have people furloughed who fill those roles.
Meanwhile, on CNBC's Squawk Box this morning, host Andrew Ross Sorkin pressed Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross about the hardships facing federal workers who are not receiving paychecks.
Mr. Secretary, there are reports that there are some federal workers who are going to homeless shelters to get food.
Well, I know they are, and I don't really quite understand why, because as I mentioned before, the 30 days of pay that some people will be out, there's no real reason why they shouldn't be able to get a loan against it.
NPR congressional correspondent Scott Detrow joins us from Capitol Hill. Hi, Scott.
Hey there.
So we'll get to Wilbur Ross's comments in a moment. But first, just is there a sense of urgency on Capitol Hill today to end this shutdown as the Senate votes on two competing bills?
You know, I think it's probably mind-boggling for a lot of listeners, especially people who know someone or are directly affected by the shutdown. But I think the answer still remains the sense of urgency is pretty marginal, I think. Democrats feel very comfortable in their position of saying we are not going to negotiate until the rest of the government is reopened first on a short-term reopening or what. And Republicans are continuing to back President Trump, saying that they are going to hold out for a border wall. So you are seeing the slightest bit of movement. There are these key Senate votes coming up, but it's the same general situation it's been all along. And that's despite the fact this is paycheck number two coming up, and despite the fact you're hearing these dire warnings about it not being as safe to fly in an airplane.
Mm-hmm. Now, as these votes happen this afternoon, are there key senators you're going to be watching to see if they vote a certain way?
Yeah, I think on the Senate side, I'm going to look for the handful of Senate Republicans up for re-election next year in more moderate states or Democratic-leaning states, especially Cory Gardner and Susan Collins of Colorado and Maine. Looks like Gardner might be voting for this Democratic bill that would reopen the government and do a short-term spending bill for Homeland Security. Curious to see if other Republicans come along as well.
What about the conversations that are happening between, or not happening, I guess, between the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and President Trump?
Yeah, I think happening or not happening, we're trying to figure that out right now. There had been a lot of indications that Democrats would make some sort of counteroffer this week that would boil down to spending, you know, $5 or $6 billion more on border security, but not a wall on things like, you know, port of entry security, things that Democrats say they could support. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of indications that was happening, but in her weekly press conference this morning, Nancy Pelosi did not confirm that. She only said that Democrats are continuing to look at long-term funding bills that they would be putting forward anyway. She does not want to make it seem like she's negotiating with the president until the government is back open. Still, once these Senate votes happen and likely fail, I think that'll be the next thing to look for. Do Democrats come up with some sort of formal offer?
And how are those comments from Wilbur Ross going over? It sounds kind of out of touch with federal workers who we've been hearing about for weeks are having a very difficult time living paycheck to paycheck without having a paycheck.
Yeah, I think this has been one of the, I would not say one of the more remarkable, because there are so many remarkable aspects to this shutdown, right? Mm-hmm. But one of the things that has been really striking is that, well, Democrats have made a point to put federal workers front and center, bringing pictures of them mm-hmm. on the Senate floor, things like that. President Trump really has not shown much sympathy or empathy for people going without pay. And you're seeing other members of the Trump administration say statements like this that certainly strike a lot of people the wrong way.
Scott, just a few seconds here, but we're learning today that the president's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, who backed out of planned testimony before a House committee yesterday, today is being subpoenaed by the Senate Intelligence Committee to testify next month.
Yeah, Michael Cohen's lawyer has confirmed to NPR that he has received that subpoena from the Senate Intelligence Committee. A lot of questions still, including would this be a public hearing or would it be a behind-closed-door hearing, and what would be the scope of the questions he's answering? Also expect him to testify at one point or another on the House side as well. The committee he had been scheduled to testify in front of clearly wants to hear from Michael Cohen.
We will be watching. Scott Detrow, NPR congressional correspondent, thank you.
Sure thing.